Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Were you one of the thousands of people at the 26th annual Mermaid Parade in Coney Island over the weekend? Did you notice a decidedly political tint to the event? So political that the Mermaid Queen is staging a hunger strike until tomorrow's public hearing on the city's new plan for Coney Island. We will hear from the Mermaid Queen herself in a bit as the battle rages for the future of one of New York's most iconic neighborhoods. First, Charles Denson, director of the Coney Island History Project and author of Coney Island, Lost and Found. He's talking to us from the History Project office right under the cyclone. Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you hear it going round and round?
They're just about to start up any minute now. If you hear it in the background,
okay,
you know what it is.
We'll see if we hear it. So what's everybody in Coney Island so worried about?
Well, there's a new plan for Coney Island. They're planning to reduce the size of the amusement area to 9 acres and build a combination of high-rises and a shopping mall in the center of the amusement zone. And this is a last-minute change to what began as the strategic plan and then became a rezoning plan, which most of us supported. It was a compromise that allowed a little residential development in the extreme west end of the amusement zone in exchange for preserving the core area of the amusement zone. And just recently, that was changed without any public input to reduce the size of the amusement zone to a narrow strip along the boardwalk and allow 30-story high-rises up to 30 stories in the center of the amusement zone backed up by a shopping mall.
So you want, and the residence group wants, a larger amusement zone, and the city wants a smaller amusement zone. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're calling a shopping mall amusement. They consider shopping to be amusement-related, this kind of retail-tainment, which is already an outmoded idea. It's very 70s. It's, shopping malls aren't what people want in Coney Island. People don't come here to shop, and they won't come here in the future. And with places like South Street Seaport, where they built a shopping mall, that closed down, and that's about to become apartments. The predatory speculator who bought up most of Central Coney Island in anticipation of this rezoning also had a shopping mall, which he received huge subsidies for. And
that plan crashed.
That plan crashed, and that's becoming condos. So these high-rises are now called hotels in the new plan. They're described as hotels, but it's really going to become residential. I think it'll become condos. We've seen this before. So they're like cancer cells. You plant them in the center of the amusement area, and they spread.
We want to hear from you, Coney Island. Who's listening in Coney Island today who wants to chime in on this? 21, there we go again, 646-778-3729. Our temporary phone number, 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729 if you want to call in from Coney Island or anyone else on the development plans for Coney Island. And before we bring on Savitri D., the Coney Island Mermaid Queen, who is on a hunger strike until this public hearing tomorrow, I think to help make the same point that you're making, what exactly is on the table for this hearing at City Hall?
The hearing at Lincoln?
Oh, where is it? Tomorrow's hearing.
Tomorrow's hearing is at Lincoln High School in Coney Island, and it's at 6 p.m. at 2800 Ocean Parkway, right near the Belt Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to know what's at stake here?
Yes.
Well, this is for rezoning. It's an environmental hearing, and people who should come and make their opinions known, because the city is really trying to push this through. I mean, we had great hope. I didn't think the Bloomberg administration would be the ones to kill Coney Island, and that's a possibility, because Coney Island's in a very vulnerable position. It's managed to survive through the years because it's always had individual owners and operators. And their plan is pretty much to make it a single operator for a small amusement zone and to try to push this through. They started off on a good note. They saved the B&B carousel, the last carousel in Coney Island, and that's being restored. It's going to be returned. They've helped in the neighborhood cleaning up the streets and putting up banners, and we had high hopes for it, and people were supporting them. I was supporting them and working with them, and suddenly it all changed, and it changed very suddenly, and I think that there's a political element to this, and they really want to push it through. There are very misleading renderings out there. There have been so many plans presented in the last year that people still think that the city's planning some huge 21st century amusement park, or they think that the developer's plans, which originally showed an amusement park, are still in effect. But essentially, with this zoning plan, the developer is off the hook for amusements.
So, also with us now is this year's Coney Island Mermaid Queen, Savitri D., who is on a hunger strike before this hearing tomorrow. Savitri D., welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
And I should remind our listeners that you've been on here with your husband, known as the Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping. So we know where you're coming from right away.
That's right.
Now, tell us about your hunger strike. When did you start it and why?
Well, I was really honored to be named the Queen Mermaid, and I thought if there's any way possible I can use that role and that performance towards this meeting, which I think is so crucial, I wanted to. So I thought about it a lot. It's very difficult to get people to go to a scoping meeting. You know, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. So I thought the Queen Mermaid really should refuse to go back in the ocean, and she should refuse to eat for those days, and just to try to connect the energy of the parade to this scoping meeting. You know, we don't realize that these meetings actually can determine our everyday lives more than most other things.
That technical term is scoping.
Correct.
Scoping meeting.
The scoping meeting.
Which means the scope of a project?
I would imagine so, although to me it's just sort of opaque language. I don't really know what it means, and I think that's part of the trick of it. It's scheduled for 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening all the way out here in Coney Island. Even though Coney Island belongs to everyone in New York City, there is a strong community here, but there are thousands of people all over the world who love Coney Island. I'm talking on my mermaid cam to people as far away as Brazil and Japan, people coming in to say, oh, what can I do? How can I help Coney Island? And I think it's really important to protect these democratized spaces in New York where all kinds of people, all classes, all races from everywhere can come together and have a good time without spending very much money.
Well, let me give you some of the city side of this, because there have been a number of public hearings since the mayor unveiled the city's current vision for Coney Island last November. And he had a scoping meeting in February, which resulted in the rezoning plan being modified to, quote, achieve a better balance between indoor and outdoor amusement and entertainment uses, and reduce the proposed amount of mapped parkland to accommodate additional development for enclosed amusement and entertainment uses,
right,
unquote. So go ahead.
I mean, I would just return to what Charlie put so well about this entertainment retail, which really is failing all over. I mean, the South Street Seaport is a perfect example. I mean, is Toys R Us entertainment? Is going to Toys R Us entertainment? You know, I don't think it is. I think that's shopping. And I think people come to Coney Island specifically because it is not a shopping zone. People come here because it's unlike anywhere else. If you recreate a shopping mall that you could go to in Houston, in Los Angeles, and, well, at the moment, it's South Street Seaport, why will people go 40 minutes on the F train to get here?
Let's take a call from Nanette. I have to get this cursor over there. Let's see. Can I do it this way? No. Here we go. Nanette in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Nanette.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good.
I love to listen to your show.
Thank you.
And I said one thing is that Charlie, I think, must have, like, the best office in the city. So he's a smart guy. Anyway, I love that you're in that office.
Our
there.
Guest, Charlie Denson from the Coney Island History Project, right under the cyclone.
Go, Charlie, go. That's pretty great. And
I haven't heard of Calliope or anything on the other end of the phone the whole time we've been on.
I think he's pulling our leg. He's actually sitting in your studio. I know. Anyway, but listen, on serious note, I wanted to say that, I stand in solidarity with the Mermaid Queen, and I think that, like everything else in our current culture, what we're losing is the day-to-day connection that makes the community a community. And as usual, it's usually the artists that move to the fringes because they can't afford the central rents, and having lived in three of the five boroughs and been in the others, I think we all know what we mean by that kind of thing. So it's now that we have the value of the internet and you can go viral with these things. I mean, I live in Carroll Gardens, and it's the dint of will of the old timers that is helping. They are going to the meetings. They're retired. They want to save their gardens. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also an equally large working class community that, you know, maybe they're a single parent home and they work until 8 o'clock. So I think these meetings are basically part of what I have seen is that when I get to go, and I'm usually very busy like everyone, but if I can get there, I know and I want to say that I am speaking for X number of residents because we are working people and we're trying to do the same thing everyone else is, but we're not trying to make a buck off the waterfront and everything else.
Exactly.
Said my piece. I'm probably going to get in big trouble, but I'm joking. But.
Nanette, thank you for that. Thank now, Charlie so Denson, let me, I mean, there's another point of view here. That could say, oh, what's the big deal about putting some stores in? It's not going to ruin the quality of life for the residents. And if there is still an amusement park there at Coney Island, so it's got those got the original attractions or updated versions of, you know, amusement park kinds of attractions along the boardwalk, then if you want to help development and help the city's economy by putting in some stores, whether it's Toys R Us or other ones that you named, so what?
Well, this is a very short-sighted and unimaginative plan because it locks the amusement area into a small zone. Most world-class amusement parks are up between 30 to 50 acres, right? The smaller ones. And this prevents any evolution. Coney Island has always been about evolution, what's new, what's coming in. And this is such a backward plan to put the shopping mall in. It's a hardscape, and it's locked in. Once high rises and a shopping mall goes in, it's there for 100 years. And as I said before, we've had individual operators here, and that's the reason it survived. And if you get a single operator in these shopping malls, when they go under, it usually becomes apartments. And it's really, Coney Island's traditionally been the poor man's Riviera. It's been the pressure valve for New York. The C7 zoning is totally unique. It's the only C7 in amusement zoning in New York. And to give it up is very short-sighted.
Is it going to mean less stuff to do on the boardwalk? You're looking for more of that kind of, you know, Ferris wheels and carousels and whatever?
Well, I'd like to see the C7. I think they should go back to the drawing board and tweak the C7 zoning and keep it and allow things like more restaurants with an ocean view. It's kind of restrictive right now, and they're using that as an excuse to go overboard and create this shopping mall. But if to have the big rides and to have something that that people would be a tourist destination, I mean, tourism is really an economic force, and they're giving up this name, the Coney Island name. It's also a cultural heritage. People come here to see where their grandparents came, to see where their parents met.
We're almost out of time, but Savitri D., you've both talked against these hotels that you think are faux hotels, and they're really going to become condos. Who knows? Maybe people will want to stay in Coney Island. That'd be a cool place to stay in New York, even though it's pretty far.
There's nothing wrong with a small hotel, but you don't need... Well, they're calling them hotels, 330-story hotels. And like I said, it's like a cancer cell.
You think they're going to go to luxury condos. But the city's plan calls for 4,000 or 5,000 new housing units, with 900 of them classified as affordable. So, Savitri D., in our last 30 seconds, does Coney Island need that? Is that a good thing?
Affordable housing is always a good thing in New York City, but we have to keep independent businesses here. We have to encourage an honest, independent living for people who live in an area so the money stays in the local economy. It's crucial right now. These big hotels and shopping malls, that money is going to fly out of this community as fast as it comes in. And I just want to keep the culture and the strength here and service the economy that does exist here and grow it, evolve it. That's what Coney Island can
do. So this public hearing is at Lincoln High School tomorrow. What's the time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And I should say we have a link right now on our webpage to the Mermaid Queen's live webcam that she referred to. And right now the webcam says, I am on WNYC back in 10. So you can go back to your webcam now.
Here I go.
Thanks for joining us. Now, when this hunger strike is over tomorrow, what's the first thing you're going to eat?
I think I'll have some watermelon juice.
Not a Nathan's hot dog.
I want a Nathan's hot dog, but I think it might be a little soon for that.
And Charles Denson from the Coney Island History Project, thanks both of you for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.